transformed. In his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please have a seat.
So it's a delight to be here today on this beautiful rainy day. Springtime, Kentucky. What is your why? What's your why? That's what a leading teacher on leadership likes to ask. It's not what you do, but why you do it that matters most. What's your why? He says there's a golden circle of how, what, and why. And why is the focal point, the thing that describes what it is we believe, the purpose for how we live and what we do. So it got me to thinking, I wonder what our why is for our diocese or for this, your church, or for you, who will be received and confirmed today. What you do is important, but why you do it is crucial. Well, the question of why comes up in our readings today, too. St. Peter, when he meets with the Jewish leaders, asks them, why? Why do you wonder at what is happening? Remember Peter, a fisherman, a bit stubborn, impudent, all of a sudden is changed. Not because he had been with Jesus those past few years and seen his teachings and signs, but he is changed because of the resurrection. Jesus rising from the dead has changed Peter to speak with boldness to the leaders of his faith. Why? Do you not see? You rejected the holy and righteous one. You killed the very author of life. Look what God is doing in Jesus. Jesus asks the same thing. He asks his disciples, why? Why do you still have unbelief and doubt? Why are you frightened and concerned about the future? Look at my hands. Look at my feet. Something completely new is happening here. And Peter takes on with the other disciples this new worldview, this new purpose with new power. And he calls on others to follow in the way of Jesus. Our presiding bishop, Michael Curry, likes to say it's the Jesus movement. And we're the Episcopal branch of this great Jesus movement. All Christians are part of it as we follow in the way, the truth, and the life. As we follow Jesus. But part of that response to follow is also a call to repentance. To turn away from the old ways and to turn towards God. When we do that, says the scriptures, our sins are wiped clean. Now, I think we have often a poor view of what sin is all about. When I grew up, sin was a list of things I should not do. Do's and don'ts. And I kept track of them like a scorecard to see how good I was in the scale of things. I wasn't very good at all. But I think there's a deeper way to understand sin. Martin Luther said, sin is like the ego turned on itself, like a person with a curved spine that only can look at their own feet. All I see is me and no one else. And what God asks us to do in Jesus is to look up, to see the other, to see what God is doing in the world. And so that's the response that Jesus asks of his disciples to turn around and make God your why, the center of your life, your focus. Not other things or people, but God alone. Everyone believes in something or someone. Our decision is, who is the center? Who is the focus of our life? And that will point us in the right direction. And so we are called as a people of God to live resurrected lives. New kinds of lives that point to a new possibility, full of creativity and wonder and awe. And this, as I was telling the group beforehand, is the attraction that the church offers to the world. This is our message of good news, that there is more God has in store for us if we only have eyes to see and ears to hear. But there are challenges. Do you know which is the fastest growing religious group in the United States today? It's not those mega churches that are building shopping mall-like worship centers. It's not the Baptists. It's not Islam. It is the nuns. I'm not talking about Catholic sisters and habits. Nuns are none of the above. They're not associated with any Christian or any religion. None. 25% of us Americans are nuns. 40% of those under 30. One half of all the Episcopal children baptized in the last 30 years no longer associate with the church. One half. This is striking news. These are challenging times. And so we must talk about the word that no Episcopalian likes to speak: evangelism. But it is so much about who we are. It's this sharing our why, our purpose. It's inviting people to come and see what's so attractive about this community, to hear the music, to join in the liturgy, to be a part of our fellowship and community, to meet Jesus, and to be transformed. That's what you're going to do today. You're going to stand up in front of your friends and family and declare publicly that you want to follow Jesus. That the person of Jesus is your why, your focus. That Jesus will show you the way. And in making that choice, you join in with many others here and around the world who have declared the same thing. Because you cannot do this by yourself. I was a bishop in Africa for many years. It was an Anglo-Catholic tradition, high church. The liturgy was chanted. Amanda gave me that option, but you'll find out why I didn't agree if I begin to sing. You see, I'm tone deaf. Every time I sing a song, it comes out differently. There's a rich variety in that, but it's a bit difficult to join in with a choir. Well, it was my last service before departing after almost 30 years in Africa. It was 13 years as the bishop of Niassa, and it was a bittersweet moment to say goodbye and to come back to the United States with my now grown-up family. And I was sitting in the cathedral, 2,000 people gathered for the final service, all the clergy here in the choir stalls, and remembering a dream I had had the night before, when God told me that you will sing like an angel. My wife was not so sure. But I was convinced that this had come from God, and I was going to sing the Eucharistic prayer like an angel. And so I walked up the 7 chancel steps to the high altar, raised above, dressed all in my robes, and I lifted up my arms to begin to sing. And do you know what happened? Out came the sound of a frog croaking. It was terrible. My face turned crimson. I was so embarrassed and shamed, but also felt so distraught because God had told me that I would sing like an angel. And I just stood there stunned with my hands in the air. And all of a sudden, 62 priests began to sing that Eucharistic prayer. And I joined in with them. And together, sang like angels. These folks are joining you to be a part of this angelic host to proclaim what God is doing in the world. And together you are called to sing like angels. Amen. Candidates will now be presented.
I present Amy Bowden for confirmation.
We present Sarah Pugh to be received. We present Terry Pugh to be received.
We present Donna McCreary to be received.
I present John McCreary.
Laura Glover to be reported to be received. I present Sharon Hickman to be confirmed.
I present Sonia, aka Swami, to be received.
I present Larry Smith to be received.
I have questions for you now. Do you reaffirm your renunciation of evil?
I do.
Do you renew your commitment to Jesus Christ?
I do. And with God's grace, I will follow him as my Savior.
Will all of you who witness these vows do all in your power to support these persons in their life in Christ?
We will.
Let us join with those who are committing themselves to Christ and renew our own baptismal covenant.
Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. ascended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in the prayers?
I will, with God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, with God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God?
I will, with God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, with God's help.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people, and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will, with God's help.